This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Let's go!
Hello, friends, and welcome to another very special episode of the Bobby Bones Show. Morning, studio!
Morning!
Let's go around the room and check in with everybody. He saw Russell Dickerson out in public, which is pretty neat, but when he sees celebs in the wild, he shouldn't scream at them. He should try to be more discreet. That's Eddie, everybody. Let's go.
I'm so glad you said that because I'm proud of myself. I saw another celeb in the wild, and I didn't say a thing. I didn't even acknowledge him.
Well, that's not nice.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Well, I saw them walk. I was at a restaurant. Mm-hmm. They walk in. They sit down. They have dinner. I even walked past their table at one point, but I'm like, you know what? I'm going to let them have their dinner.
Did you know them?
Oh, yeah.
Did they see you and go, Eddie?
No. No.
Or they know who you are?
Absolutely. 100%.
Country singer?
Yep.
Guy, girl?
Guy.
They've been in the studio in the last year?
Oh, yeah.
Dan?
Nope.
Brett Eldridge.
Brett Eldridge.
Oh.
Wait, you didn't say a single.
No. You know what? He was at the restaurant having dinner with someone. I said, you know what? Let him have his time. And what was crazy is watching people stare at him and point at him.
That's so weird.
What do you mean?
Like, because if I were ranking best friends, like you're my best friend.
Yeah.
Brett's like second or third.
Yeah, and he's a good friend of mine. Like, he's nice. Like, we talk all the time.
That's just weird, because if he saw you and he was like, Eddie didn't even say anything to me.
I don't think he saw me, though. He was in a deep conversation with someone.
I think that's okay if it's a...
But so you see Russell Dickerson, who you never talk to.
Weird.
Russell! Yeah, Russell! Yeah, but, and you see Brett, who you talk to.
Yeah.
And, I'm not even gonna...
But you guys...
So weird.
You know who I hang out with every week.
Right, right.
At some point. And you didn't say anything to him.
I just wanted him to have his
time. That is weird.
And I didn't want to blow his cover. What if some people didn't...
You don't blow a cover by going, hey, what's up, dude?
Yeah, you don't say, what up, Brett Eldridge? You just go, what's up, dude?
You have no room to talk.
That's true. You have no room to talk.
You don't know how to talk to celebrities.
What are you talking about?
But at least I talked
to
him. His camera.
Like, I see Jay going at the store and I start talking to him.
Hold on, here we go.
You're going to see if he saw me?
Yeah. Hey, dude, I'm talking with Eddie now. We were on the show talking about something. He was at a restaurant and he saw you at a restaurant and he said he walked by your table and he wouldn't talk to you because he didn't want to bother you. Did you happen to see Eddie at a restaurant being weird, like not, like avoiding you? He was like, I don't want to bother him. And I was like, he's one of my best friends. And then just, okay, let me know. All right, thanks, man.
Yeah, let me know. Let me know, Brett.
So weird. I think you want us to celebrate you, but that's even weirder.
I was proud of myself. Right. I resisted.
Okay. Next up, he still doesn't have a retirement plan or a 401k. He's really just hoping to hit the lottery one day. Here's Lunchbox.
So we were at a birthday party this past weekend, like a kid's birthday party, and they had extra pizzas. Like, they ordered too many pizzas. Guess enough people didn't show up, or they didn't eat enough. And so as we're leaving, there was like five pizzas sitting there. And I was like, well, take one to go. Grab me a pizza and left.
Okay.
And my wife acted like this was the most inappropriate thing I'd ever done in my life.
Did you say something to them, though? Hey, can I take a pizza?
No, no, no. They were just like, oh, have a good day. You know what I mean? I just grab a pizza.
Hmm.
I think her uncomfortableness comes from you didn't address it. You just grabbed a pizza. Because they probably would have said take one unless they had a plan to take that pizza and like save it for them or don't.
I mean, how is a family going to eat five but or six
that's
extra
that's
pizzas?
That's up to them that's to figure problem. Out because they paid for it.
But yeah, we're sitting there watching flavors. Football and she just starts talking to me about it. So here's her reasoning.
You just can't take something to go. You have to ask, and then that's even weird. It puts them in a weird spot, so just eat while you're there, and then that's it.
They invite us over for food and cupcakes and party. You're saying you're not allowed to take the food home?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Oh, boy, I feel like I'm doing them a favor by taking the pizza, mm-hmm. but...
Only if they say, please take a pizza, but they didn't say that, so... You can't just take pizza.
Please vote. Guys, tell me I'm right and tell Please me my vote. Wife's crazy.
No, there's no voting.
No.
You can. You could have probably taken it. Hey, do you guys mind if we take a pizza? They'll probably say yes, but just to grab it is weird.
I mean, they give to-go back. Like, they give little party favors, so why
a
would...
Pizza?
No,
a pizza?
No. That's their no. choice.
Yes, it's their
like,
choice.
It had, like, a twisty straw okay, and a
vote.
Ring pop.
Hey, okay. He wants voting. I'll vote. You gotta ask.
Yeah.
Wife.
Ask.
Team wife.
Team wife,
Team
yeah.
wife.
Team wife, you gotta ask.
That's fine.
There's your vote.
Remote, yeah. She's taking improv classes to help her get out of her shell, and she may soon get another acting role. You can never tell. Here's Amy.
So I was at the grocery store with my son, and we walked past, like, the family restroom area. I was like, you know what? I'm probably... And you just use the bathroom real quick. So Stevenson's standing there watching the car while I go over, and I open the door, and I see a man in there, and I slam the door, and I walk
you
out.
You walked in on a dude, a random
and
dude.
And so it was a family restroom.
He didn't lock the door.
So there was no stall. There
oh,
was just a sink,
no.
toilet.
Oh,
and then
no.
this is a grocery store. It's really not that big.
Oh, I'd have left. I'd have left my kid. I just went home.
Well, suddenly.
Turn home. Hey, kid, find your own way home. I don't want to see that person again ever.
Suddenly, I was like, okay, I'm good. I'll just wait till I get home. Oh. And we're over in the produce section, and I see him, and I'm like, ah, kid. Let's go. We're going over here. And then over by dairy, I see him again and I just bolt. And I thought,
what if they started dating after that? What if that was how
exactly.
they
oh, I mean, that may have been a sign.
Oh,
I mean, you look
see,
for
you
signs.
See you didn't like.
No, I mean, I
yeah,
just,
why are you avoiding him? Because
yeah,
he was in the bathroom.
Oh, guys, no, I would have avoided him.
It just was awkward. I don't know. Something about it was just very, very, very,
yes,
very awkward.
It's terrible.
And I didn't want any part of it.
It's seeing someone at their most vulnerable.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just didn't, I don't want him to feel weird. So I just kept, every time I'd run into him in the grocery store, I'd disappear.
You got to lock that door. And I've done both. I've walked in and I've also been the one walked in on. When you're sitting on the toilet and someone walks in and you're looking up, your eyes, and you're like, no, 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 no. Oh my God, that
that's
is
terrible.
That's terrible. All right, thank you, Amy. That's very vulnerable of you to share that. All right, what else, Ray? Give it to me.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he wishes the show could be later in the day, and his next contract, it just may. Bobby Bones.
Thank you. Well, problem is they just signed a new contract.
Yeah.
It's going to be a bit.
And it ain't. So, here's the thing. I'm someone who, hopefully, you know, encourages you to, if there's something you really want to do, sacrifice and go get it, regardless of what age you are. You know, a great example would be Amy going to improv classes. I brought that up. I think Amy being 40 and doing improv for the first time, that's super cool. Even if she never does anything with it, right? Like always trying new things. So even me doing stand-up comedy, I didn't grow up as a comedian. I never did the clubs. I just was like, ah, screw it. Let's just see it. And I, at 33, 34, just started doing stand-up. So that being said, I have this list here. This is when they started, okay? Henry Ford. 40.
Started making cars at 40?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And I think he had lots of failures before that.
Christian wow. Dior, designer. Yeah. 41. Sam Walton with Walmart. 44.
Wow. That's my age.
The guy who started GoDaddy. 47.
Okay. Wow.
The Bernie Marcus who started Home Depot. 49.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Harlan Sanders, Kentucky Fried Chicken, 62.
Colonel? Mm.
Didn't even get going until he was, didn't start until he was 62.
So the picture of him being old was like probably when the
That's probably the day
started.
He started. He's probably, take a picture of me, I'm starting the company.
That's funny.
The guy who started E-Trade, which is Bill Porter, 63. So you're not behind. You're just one decision away from getting started.
Yeah, so you guys give me a hard time and Eddie a hard time. What we're waiting is for the right age.
That's right. That's right.
Yep. Sounds like
the right
more.
Idea.
Oh, I got the idea.
What? Okay.
My chickens, guys. on that list, you're going to read that in 10 years.
They took this completely wrong. They took this as an, oh, we still have time to wait and be lazy.
Right.
No.
That's not what you take from
it. It's like if you have things that you're... Okay.
Wow. But at 63, I ain't doing that because I ain't trying to grind.
We're going
to
be retired.
Yeah, at 63.
With what money?
The chicken.
The chicken money.
Yeah.
How's he going to retire?
Yeah, that's his problem.
Okay, there you have it.
Who's going to have more? Me from nothing or the chicken? Me.
Yeah.
He ain't going to sell chickens for the next 20 years, guys.
If he sells one chicken, it's more than zero. Okay, thank you. Let's get the show going here. Bobby Bones Show. Wednesday show starts now. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby. My husband recently confiscated our daughter's phone and caught naughty pics between her and her boyfriend.
Oh.
While we really like the kid, we are boggled on how to handle the situation since they're only 15. I myself had a boyfriend all throughout high school. I vividly remember some of our things, which I do believe are quite normal. However, my husband never had a girlfriend and grew up more conservatively and is ready to take everything away from our daughter, including the boyfriend. How should we handle this? We don't want her to go behind our backs. And we also have the need to control the situation. Your parenting advice is welcomed. Sincerely, Mommy Fearist. Mm. Amy, you go.
Gosh, I have not experienced this, so don't know that I would have the best advice here, but I would not react to this. We need to respond to it. So the reaction would be taking everything away and taking the boyfriend away. If you can take time to really talk to people maybe that have been through this, or if you have a counselor of some sorts that knows like the teenage brain even, and just knowing that, yeah, some of this stuff is normal, but sitting them down, here's what I think I would do maybe after talking to people. Having a sit down and talking to our kids about the importance of phones and pictures and how that stuff can end up out there, and just being more, I don't know. I just don't want to be naive to certain things that are happening, but at the same time, you need to be responsible about certain things. And they're 15 years old.
Yeah, and this is one of those things, too, where you're not going to do it exactly right regardless of what you do. It's
right.
Such a sensitive thing. Everybody acts different than their age, but so don't put the pressure on you to react or respond in a right way, because there is not a universal right here.
And that's why I was hoping, like, maybe if you know someone or know someone that knows someone that's been through it, like, hey.
Well, also been through it. Like, the kids haven't been through, they're just doing what kids do.
Right.
So this is what I would say. Number one, they want to act like adults, you're going to treat them like adults. In that, look, you idiots, I get you want to do that, but once these pictures are out there, they could send them to anybody, 500 of their friends, and 500 of your friends are going to have it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do the, you shouldn't do that, because it's bad. You don't treat adults like that. They're acting like adults, so let's treat
them. Yeah, they need an explanation.
Let's treat them like adults.
Yeah.
You're going to send them pictures of your butt? As soon as you guys break up, if you ever do break up, which you probably will eventually, he's going to send all those pictures to his buddy.
Bob, yeah.
Don't do that. He's got you. Same thing. So you have that conversation, one. Number two, I would grab him by the head of the hair and go, hair of the head, and go, you know you have pictures of somebody underage on your phone, even though you're underage too?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's scary. That'll scare him.
Yeah. So let's treat them like adults. But you don't, no need to break them up. They're not doing anything purposefully bad. They just need to be educated on the decisions that they're making. So it's a couple conversations, but it's not talking to young kids. It's talking to 15-year-olds that feel like they're 25. So you almost have to fake like you're talking to them like they're 25, even though you're really not. Eddie? Yeah.
You know, that's a lot going on here, but my kids respond a lot to movies. So, like, I think it'd be cool. Like, all right, we're going to watch 13 Reasons Why. It's this TV show about that kind of stuff, you know, pictures being spread around high school, them being bullied. It doesn't end well, like that kind of stuff. Watch Juno. She's 14 or 15. She gets pregnant,
and they get a whole movie date.
I mean, dude, I'm telling you, this is the way I communicate with my kids. Like, here's Boys in the Hood. Like, you really want to live in the hood? This is it. That kind of stuff. In this situation, find good movies that will really get to them and say, hey, this can happen if you keep this up.
If I was a 15-year-old and somebody did this to me, I'd be like, okay, Dad.
Okay, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
The movies?
I mean, you reward them with movie time and popcorn.
And those are all good movies, man.
Hey.
Let's go.
You'll never forget
those
movies.
Let's send more pictures. Maybe we can get some theater ones next.
Yeah. Okay.
I think consequences can also take place. You just need to be... Sometimes as parents, we have to be strategic, knowing that, yeah, we don't want our kids to not feel seen and feel safe with us, and then like just bolt and go the opposite direction and completely start going totally behind our backs. Like, I want my kids to feel safe to come to me with things.
And they will, mostly.
Ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're just not going to do it right, Mom, because there is no right.
But yeah, talk to your husband.
Your husband, you got to calm down.
Yeah, calm down.
Yeah, he wants to go beat the 15-year-old up right now.
I get that, but
you got to calm him down. That's our advice. Thank you for the email. All right, close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Joining us in studio, our executive producer, Scuba Steve.
It's time for
Scuba Steve Suggests.
So everybody say hello to Friar Tuck.
Hey, Friar Tuck. He does look like Friar Tuck.
I mean, look at this thing. Come on, guys.
So here's the deal. Scuba Steve shaved his head all the way bald. And he said he does it because he grows that half ring around his head. So I don't know how the bet got started, but everybody's been trying to get Eddie to shave his head forever.
It's ridiculous.
Scuba said he'll grow his out to the end of the year if Eddie shaves his head bald.
This is what I don't understand, though. I'm just sitting here, man, just living my life.
You're not, though. You're just as part of all this.
But why did he bring me into this?
Because we all bring everybody into everything. It's hilarious.
And it backfired on him, so now he has to grow the ring.
And he has to go to iHeartRadio Music Festival, which you're leaving today.
Leaving today. I'm going to be around all these execs, important people, artists, people I've looked up to, and they're going to see me. Yeah, you can say I can wear a hat, but I'm running all over the place. I'm sweating. I can't wear a hat most of the time.
So what are you asking?
You should wear a hat.
Well, yeah.
Hold on, no. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
You should.
What are you asking of us?
Like sweatband?
I mean, this is my sweatband, but that'd be nice. Yeah, this is my final plea to the jury, which is Mike D, Morgan, and Ray. And someone came to me yesterday and said it's time to shave the head because it is distracting. My final plea, can I please shave my head? Have I reached the point where Eddie can now shave his head too?
No.
Eddie, you're not part of the jury. Neither am I.
But the deal was after Christmas.
Or until the jury decides it's distracting. Right. It's distracting. Even my kids don't look at me the same anymore.
Well, that's at home.
So you're saying it's so distracting even professionally this weekend.
Yes, it will affect me. People will think, like Amy said the other day, I look tired or unkept because of the way, and that's
well,
okay, I understand.
Thought maybe he just was, didn't have time to care for himself.
Yeah.
If you always had that look, then I wouldn't think anything of it. It's just that you're normally very clean shaven.
Yes,
sir. This is what I say to you.
What?
Make him shave his face to get to shave his head.
No.
And how long does he have to keep that?
Oh, man, jury.
Because Scuba's got a big old beard. He's always had. We've never known him without it.
My kids have never even seen him without the beard. They've never seen me up with a clean face.
They're
5 years.
Gonna be scared.
So I would just say, jury, if I were just sitting up here in front of you, because what a great jury. And thank you for this service you're doing.
So you're just a witness.
I'm just someone that's saying a couple things to the jury as someone who has some input.
Cool. Thanks a lot, dude. Okay.
And I think you could think about letting him shave his head if he shaved his whole... Like, he has to shave everything from his neck up all the way down with a razor or nothing at all. Just my opinion. You guys can also say nothing, and so it's up to you guys. So.
Or I could just shave my head because that was what we were going to talk about in the first place.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Let's go to the foreman. Morgan, you're foreman of the jury.
Well, Scuba.
Yes?
Well, I mean, are you willing to give up the beard?
That was never on the table. That's like a new wrinkle in time here.
Well, then the answer's going to be no. Then they're going to say no.
Well, I mean, what if they're okay with just me shaving the head?
Okay, are you okay with him just shaving the head, jury? Straight up.
Well, can I consult my fellow jury?
Yeah.
Mike D, how are you feeling? What do you think?
I don't think it looks that bad.
Okay.
I haven't even noticed that it looks distracting at all. So I think it's fine. Keep rocking it. Don't shave it.
Okay, Ray? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for the power of the bit, honestly, it just needs to go a little bit longer.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Okay. So,
well, then I guess the vote is you're not allowed to shave.
I represent this show when I'm at this festival, by the way, guys.
Yeah, we think it's hilarious.
You look great.
would you shave your face, though, to shave the head?
I've considered it, yes, because I'm kind of over the beard myself.
I don't even know that the jury would want that. Jury, would that be a trade you'd be willing to
make? We could consider it.
That would be amazing.
So shave the beard and the head.
Yeah.
So the terms would have to be this.
Okay.
You get to shave the head.
Okay.
All three juries have to. This has to be unanimous. So.
Okay.
You shave the head and the beard, but it also removes Eddie from the
oh, no, don't do that.
No,
don't
no,
let
no,
Eddie
no,
on
no,
the
no, 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 no. I'm not letting him off easy. He gets let off a lot around here.
Do I?
Oh. And I'm not willing to let this one go. Yeah, you do. I'm willing to hold on stronger just so you can shave your head.
Okay, so he's going to stay where he is. Friar Tuck with his ring around his head. He's going to keep going. iHeartRadio Music Festival, you're going to look good.
Mm-hmm.
Got that circle. Mm-hmm. It's weird how male pattern baldness is.
Isn't that weird?
Right? It's just like...
It's terrible. And I have like one random hair that's grown over here on the right side of my head. Just
is that one growing
itself.
Still?
What if,
that one, yeah.
What kind of hat do athletes work out in or tennis players wear? Get one of those because they sweat and it's
Are you going to wear a hat?
I can't walk around like this, guys.
Yes, I think you should.
You look fine,
you look
Scuba.
Great, actually.
I'm the one living this.
You don't have to comb over or anything.
It's
you're
like
good.
Sometimes you got like a zit on your nose or and you're like, it feels huge. And we don't really notice until...
It's not that big of a deal.
Okay, thank you so much. Amy's face says otherwise.
I know.
I mean, over under five people that are like, Scooble, why do you have that ring around your head?
Under.
Yeah, way under.
They won't even notice.
Okay.
They won't even notice. iHeartRadio Music Festival, Friday night, Saturday night.
Yes, it is, yeah.
So people can listen.
They can listen on iHeartRadio stations, or you can watch on Hulu.
What?
On Hulu. Yeah, baby, awesome. We're on Hulu this year. 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific.
Dude, that's legit. Like,
I not know this?
I watched a bunch of other festivals on Hulu.
Really?
That's amazing that we're part of that list.
Why do they keep me out of the loop?
Well, it's a big secret until right now.
Boom.
Hey. Let's go.
It's not a secret.
Yes, it
it's
is.
It's on all the...
Amy.
Bobby knew. He's just playing into it.
Oh. Yeah, Amy, I'm just... actually, I'm not. So, tomorrow night...
Friday night and
Saturday night, and we'll be there, be a part of it. And
yes, we will.
On Hulu, you just go and find iHeartRadio Music Festival
right there on Hulu. Yeah,
that's pretty cool. Hey, it beats the days when we were on the Periscope.
Oh yeah,
those days.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Back in the way day, Friar Tuck. Thank you for your keep your head growing.
Who's Friar Tuck?
Thank you, Amy.
For Robin Hood.
Yeah, Robin Hood, and he had the big ring.
Yeah.
That's what he had, the big head, the ring,
and a big beard,
the hair. No.
I can picture it now, but I thought you were talking about some sports
just
commentator.
Look at me.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Yeah, I can pull it.
From Robin Hood? Yeah. Funny, huh?
Yeah, he just needs some bangs.
Yeah. Yeah, just bangs with that. Grow them out. All right, Scuba Steve, thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
All right, so picture it. Licking Heights South Elementary. Courtney Weller is teaching a math lesson, and all of a sudden, one of her students comes up to her and is like, kind of choking. He has a marker cap, like a lid, stuck.
What was he like chewing on it?
In his throat. He couldn't even speak to tell her what was wrong. She just could tell, okay, like he's choking on something. So she started tapping on his back, trying to dislodge it. And then she busted out the Heimlich maneuver, and the marker lid popped out. And this is just a reminder, as Miss Weller would like, for everyone to learn these techniques.
This is one that you definitely need to take and do and take seriously. It could be a matter of life and death. So, yeah, definitely take that CPR training.
Don't do it, Eddie.
Well, I was ready to do the Heimlich. I was ready to do the Heimlich.
Eddie saved Mike D's life.
When?
Well, last week.
But Eddie also made him choke.
Well, so, not on purpose.
Eddie ordered like 9 meals. I bought everybody's lunch. We were driving up to Western Kentucky. University, the football program. So I was like, everybody, I'll order your lunch. I'll pay for it on the drive up there. It's like an hour and a half drive. So Eddie orders like 4 meals. Very lunchbox-esque. Mm-hmm. And so Mike's laughing hard because I'm like, okay, whose is this? And I'm the fourth meal, he's like, that's mine too. He's in the back seat and he's got all these meals. And so Mike's laughing as he's eating and starts choking. And then Eddie saves his life.
I look over Amy, and he's got tears in his eyes. His eyes are really wide. Like,
the story gets a little more dramatic every time, though, to be honest.
And he's mouthing, help me, help me. And
did so you I mouth said, that, Mike? I didn't think so.
And I said, are you okay? And then he nodded, no, I'm not okay. So then I went into action.
They did the universal sign of choking.
Yeah.
Did he ask if you're okay?
Like, what's...
Okay.
What is Eddie going into action? You just said...
I started pounding his back. I was ready to do Heimlich, but we didn't get to that point.
So
my slaps got the object out.
Also, his lunch was 5 times more than everybody else's.
Wow. Yeah.
So stupid.
Why and I don't like how you took a shot at me in that story.
Eddie?
Lunchbox-esque?
Yeah, you said lunchbox-esque. Like, why are you taking shots at me?
Because when you go somewhere and somebody pays for it, you get like 4 entrees.
I may have learned it from you,
but that's
though.
The company. Eddie did it with a human.
That's true. And he took $80 from you.
That's right. Did I ever get that back?
Yeah. I think so. Hey, next time you're choking, though, I got you.
Let me check that Venmo and see if Eddie ever gets my $80
check
bucks
it.
Back. Okay, thank
go
you.
Go to break first and then check it.
Okay, got it. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Morgan, who works on our show, is head of our digital. She hasn't had smell in
3 years
from COVID. It is not back. And so she had set an appointment, or at least talked about setting an appointment with that woman who was going to like rub her face, because apparently the woman thinks that she could rub the right nerves to get her smell back after 3 years. So where are you on this?
So I called her and I asked if she wanted to come up here, and she's like, I don't think you're going to want to do that. It's actually a full body massage she had to do. So I had to like go and actually get a full body massage.
Did it?
Yeah, I went. And it was crazy. I mean, she worked on me for like an hour and a half. It was basically what, it wasn't a normal massage. It was a lymphatic and a, I'm going to pronounce this wrong, fascia.
Fascia.
Yeah. Okay. And that was the type of work she was doing on me. And she did, she ended up using like a cup on my face. She did the fascia on my face.
So a fascia, when I've had it done for injuries, it's like a, I don't know if yours is the same, but it's like a steel thing and they like scrape it on you.
Yeah.
Was that what
like
yours was at all?
Extra pressure put on you. Okay.
Yeah, your fascia's under, like it's under your skin.
Yeah, it's all over your body.
Yeah.
So she was basically releasing everything outside of my body. And so she worked on me for like an hour and a half. And I was like, there's no way this is going to work.
So, but she's working on parts of your body that aren't your face.
Yeah, she did everything.
But she's
everything.
Like, it's going to help your nerves to get your smell back.
Yep, everything connects. She's like, the lymphatic system connects everywhere. And she explained it so much more beautifully than I did. But like, it all connects and it'll all help to helpfully get whatever is blocking your senses from coming.
Is it like a hippie like type place? It's like, ooh.
I mean, she's a massage therapist.
Okay, so.
So not really.
But not like crystals.
No.
It's just a place or her house.
It was her house. So
it's somewhat normal.
I know. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just more, it's more involved than a lot of people maybe would go for a massage.
Are you naked?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it's like a real massage.
Full massage. It's okay. Just she's doing different techniques and utilizing sesame oil, which apparently penetrates your skin a lot better to help with the lymphatics.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So I got all this done and I left. I was like, okay, I'm not really feeling anything yet. And then I went to mow. I got a whiff of grass. And I smelled it.
Oh, you went to mow a yard?
Yeah, like my yard.
She was like, mowing. Welcome to Mo's.
Yeah, I was like, I'll go to Mo's. Yeah. Wait, no, so wait, you actually smelled grass for the first time?
Yeah, and I got like a whiff of grass. I was like, oh, what was that? And then yesterday we were sitting in the glass room and Lunchbox was eating a banana. And I turned around. I was like, oh my God, I smelled a banana.
And I looked at her and said, well, no crap. And then she goes, I haven't been on a smell for it. And I was like, oh, sorry.
That's crazy.
Wow. So it's not back entirely.
But it has helped a little bit?
Yeah, it's definitely like cleared. I definitely feel more, like before it was totally numb in there, and now I actually feel stuff in my nose happening.
Do you go back
Yeah, I think I'm going to go back again and see if it continues to help. Or maybe it at least loosened me up to be able to do, like, some people mention acupuncture on your face. So maybe it got me to a step that I can now get work done and actually help my nose.
That's crazy if it works after 3 years. How much did it cost?
It's $150.
I'm going to pay. I told you I'd pay for that one. So I'm going to pay for that one. But any other your smell you get back, it's on you.
Okay, I can do this.
You're responsible.
That's crazy.
That's totally worth it.
And if it does work, I think that's great because there are people who struggle with this still.
Yes.
And it's, wow. Will you ask her if she can fix my BH?
Yeah, she might be able to. Like, she can fix everything. She fixed a toe injury that I had that all of a sudden it's no longer hurting.
Oh, so.
She's psychic?
No, she's just like really good at figuring out the energy in your body. She's like, there's different pressure points.
I struggle with that.
There's different pressure points in your body that get affected that you don't realize are being affected by an injury you have.
Yeah. Bobby, energy's everywhere.
I know, but I struggle when it's like your monoponatous energy is too raising high from your cerebrum. And I think if you do this and they touch my earlobe, like, you're fixed.
Yeah.
Well, what?
Now that Morgan said it's a lymphatic massage, I've had one of those done before, and the person I went to doesn't do men. She won't do it. So I don't know.
She does it on kids. Like, she has a lot of athletes that come to her.
It's somebody who
really helps with a lot of chronic pain that people have, and she's able to relieve that chronic pain. She also helps a lot of cancer patients and stuff because it helps eliminate the fascia, helps get all of those toxins out of your body.
That you haven't smelled in 3 years. You can now smell a little bit. Lunchbox, stick your butt in the air. All right, Morgan, get close. There it is. That's whiff. All right, keep us updated.
I will.
Let us know when you go back. That's crazy.
It's very promising.
You want to cringe?
Come on.
Yeah.
So let's do this. First, this is people on the news reacting to new drinking and driving laws when it's like you can't drink and drive anymore. Here you go.
To restrict drinking and driving here is viewed by some as downright undemocratic.
It's kind of getting common is when a fella can't put in a hard day's work, put in 11, 12 hours a day, and then get in your truck and at least drink one or two beers.
They're making it laws where you can't drink when you want to. You have to wear a seatbelt when you're driving. And pretty soon we're going to be communist country.
Pretty soon.
Communist. Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
I feel like my dad would have been the third one there.
It's crazy to hear. So this is similarly, you look back and you're like, dang, I can't believe that. So 1993, Burger King was like the first restaurant to introduce that we'll take your credit card. And so the news went out and they were talking to people. So here you go. Here's a clip from a report. Jamie Costello, News Channel 2 in 1993.
I think it's pretty bad if you have to use a credit card when you go to a fast food restaurant for something as little as $3.10.
Burger King bosses say workers won't have to figure out how much change the customer gets back.
I just hope it doesn't slow things down at the cash and carry, that people are going to be having to call New York and get the confirmation or, you know, whatever it is. Because when I want a Whopper, I want it now.
Just another way to spend money. I'm sure it'll work for people on vacation when they don't have to do something, but I can't imagine it working on a day-to-day basis here.
So far, the smallest credit has been for $2.50. The largest, just over 10. Jamie Costello, News Channel 2.
Hey, little they know, no drinking and driving. We're all buying Whoppers or cards. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That is hilarious.
And it's pretty so fast, funny. Too, to use credit cards.
I don't want it to slow down because they're going to call New York. Like, what in the world?
And I want my Whopper now.
I want it now, dang it. What do we learn from this?
That
change is okay.
Yes, we evolve, and it's a cycle, and everybody complains about everything. I mean, when seatbelts, aside from drinking and driving, when seatbelts came into play and there was law, people threw a fit. When we could just go down, helmets on motorcycles, you could keep going.
Yeah.
People do a fit, but now you look back and you're like, yo,
it was okay. We needed to do that.
Yeah, we needed to do that. Thank you, guys. These are your number one songs in all the musics. The number one alternative song is from Little Image, Out of My Mind. Pretty cool.
Never heard that.
Me either. Pretty cool. Number one pop song, Taylor Swift, Cruel Summer. Number one country song is Thomas Red Angels. You should have slammed the door, changed the light. That's a good one. The number two song, though. Bailey Zimmerman, Religiously. Don't even feel like life. That is a jam sandwich. Back at the church. church. I do like my own background vocals. You know, I do it my own way sometimes. That's how moved I am. Oh, here we go. See what I'm saying? I had my own. Yeah. It's a good song.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Do you have any unopened or brand new VHS tapes from the 80s?
Dang. I don't have any. I'd just thrown them away if I'd had them. But same with everything that I wish I would have kept. Ugh. Like an old iPhone. Like I didn't get the first one, though. But all that stuff is like so... Nintendo?
Yeah.
Well, what so do we valuable. Need to get now and keep it in its box?
Great question.
Because...
Uh-oh, like something new now?
Yeah. Okay. And just don't open it.
Macro bar.
That, you have that right now?
Mm-hmm.
Next year.
Don't open it, but it's pretty healthy.
You'll probably eat it.
Oh, because VHS tape collections, they could be worth a fortune. Like Back to the Future from 1989, brand new, is going to get you almost $15,000.
Unopened, unsealed. If you kept it, you're doing pretty good.
The Goonies?
The iPhone would be awesome.
The iPhone 1, yeah. Yeah, Goonies.
The Goonies
go ahead.
Is $125,000.
It's crazy that somebody will pay that.
Mm-hmm.
Things are only worth what people will pay, but if people will pay it, it's worth it. But that's just wild that you can find one person that finds that collectible, that valuable, that it's $125,000. Do you have any other ones up there?
Yeah.
What about E.T.?
E.T., this is the 20th anniversary limited edition that came out in 2002 for $40,000.
Dances with Wolves.
Ooh, great movie.
I'm just naming movies.
I don't see that one.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, the original.
Nightmare on Elm Street from 85, brand new, is $37,000.
Wild. All right, what else?
A third of Americans cannot name all three branches of U.S. government.
Okay,
so
don't yell them out. Who do we think would have the hardest time at naming all three? I think Lunchbox can name all three.
Morgan will have the hardest time.
Oh, yeah, Morgan's
good. I wasn't quite ready to open that up.
So. Wow, okay.
Okay, Morgan, can you...
Morgan, you got this.
Wait, what? Yeah, what is it?
Okay. The three branches of U.S. government.
Oh, yeah. Judicial.
Okay.
Legislative.
Okay. I'm going to tell you right now, those two are right.
Oh, okay. That's good, because I don't think I have the last one.
You do. So think about judicial is what?
I don't know. I'm going to be honest. I don't know what any of them mean.
That's okay. But judicial, what do you think judicial means, though, in generally speaking?
Well, I think of like a judge.
Boom. Got it. Judges. Supreme Court. So that covers Supreme Court.
Okay.
Legislative branch. What do you think that would cover?
Like people who make laws.
Boom. Congress.
Oh, do you know?
Senate. Boom. Now, what's left out there? There's two of the checks and balances type system. What's the one thing there's left out?
Okay, so we've got judge and we've got the lawmakers. Mm-hmm. Even the lower would be like the governors and mayors.
Okay, you're on the right track-ish, but don't go lower. Go higher. Same thing.
Oh, like the presidential.
Boom. What branch is that?
Oh. We don't know. The presidential.
If you...
Who are the tops of like our
federal?
Company?
That's too general.
If you run a company, you're in...
You're like a CEO. You're a boss. You're a...
Keep going.
Which is in...
Keep going.
A chief.
We even have like a short word for him.
You just made it all hard.
Really?
Yeah.
There's too many words floating. I feel like it's presidential, but I know that's not
it
right.
It is presidential. It's executive branch. You almost got there. All right. What is that it, Amy?
Yeah, it was just like a fun thing.
What was the stat again?
The poll. A third of Americans cannot name all three branches of U.S. government.
Okay.
So,
I like that. That's a little high.
Yeah, but we're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in the room, and only one couldn't name it.
Well, we didn't test Eddie.
Yeah, I probably would have gotten it wrong.
I think Eddie, yeah.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Jelly Roll recently was doing a live at CMA, and it was a Q&A session. They asked him, hey, what songs are you listening to these days on repeat? And here's what he's got.
I've been just banging the new Tyler Childers song. It's crazy. Lainey Wilson's Watermelon Moonshine right now. I have listened to so many times I'm embarrassed to admit it.
You know the song that I listen to all the time is, cause I don't want this false answer, cause I don't want to be your face.
Damn.
This religiously song.
Even feel like life.
I mean.
The only one that believes in me religiously.
Give it a Grammy. Don't know what category, just give it a Grammy.
It's like cool song.
The Grammy for this song would have been a hit in the 90s, the 2000s, and now, and it would have been a hit in different genres in all the different decades.
Oh.
That's a 90s alternative song, an emo 90s alternative song in the 90s, and it's a country song today. It's a singer-songwriter song in the 2000s on the Coffee House.
Oh, Coffee House.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the jam. Okay.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There's this 50-year-old chick in Baltimore, got a new license plate for a car a couple years ago, and she hated the numbers. They were 91104. So she hit them up and said, hey, can I get a new license plate? And they're like, no, 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 ma'am, that's the one you're going to keep. She's like, fine, I'll keep it. Then she started seeing those numbers everywhere at work, on TV. 911,
yeah, that's the whole thing.
On phones.
He's like, on a cop car.
She said, man, these numbers must be very important because they're my license plate tag. I'm seeing them everywhere. So they introduced a new lottery game called Pick 5. She goes, I have to play those numbers. Played them, won $50,000.
Wow.
That's I think cool. It would be cool, though, even without the lottery, to have that as my number because I can remember. I never remember my license plate.
Ever.
I'd take a picture of it, put it on my phone, and then, crap, what is it? But if it were 91104, I remember that right now.
Even walking to the parking meter,
yes.
I forget.
Yes, yes.
Oh, what
then
is
I'm
it?
I'm like, son of a gun, I got to go back and look again.
Do you have your driver's license number memorized?
No chance.
No.
I used to have mine when I had a Texas one.
I have two of my credit cards in Marizo and the CVS.
Wow.
That's what? Good.
Yeah. That's impressive.
What is that?
I've just had to type them in
Prove
enough
it.
Places.
Okay. So what is it? 5-2?
Good story. Good for her.
She said she started crying. Her and her husband are so thankful.
Good. Well, don't be resentful.
He's mad.
Yes,
now.
Good for her. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge Podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.